Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. And y'all, today is inspired. Today's an inspired episode. I cannot even tell you, like right now, I am like, you know how they say there are vibrations and all that? Like right now, my vibrations are very high. Like I can feel it. You know how like a tuning fork, if you knock the tuning fork, it goes, whatever the letter is, whatever the note is, and it just vibrates. I feel like my entire being right now is doing that. And I think it's because of what I'm about to share, of what kind of just happened to me today and the energy that I'm tapping into. And the man, this sounds woo, but I just have so much to share. So I encourage you to listen to this with a really open mind and open heart, because I feel like there's a message here for you. And I can't remember if I even shared this on my podcast last week or a week before, but I just came back from an event a couple of weeks ago where with my program, the program that I'm a student of, and I have never been to an event like this. And it wasn't that the event was so different from other events, although it was, but it was more that I showed up in a different way and I left with different, kind of a different energy. So I know I've shared this before, but I have been feeling very much like I wasn't showing up as my full self. Like I wasn't showing up as the full 100% Rachel. And I kind of lost her a little bit along the way. I think when the tag team ended, I sort of struggled with who I was. Like, who was I without Amanda? Like, who am I as a solopreneur? And it was a really big shift for me, one that I did not anticipate or expect. And I'm realizing now as I'm looking back that we have to go through these events in our lives because they build us up. So while we're lost or while we're confused as to why we're going through them or whatever, they are building us up for where we're supposed to be. And these past 4 years have been a real struggle for me, not so much in, although business sometimes, but not so much in that, but more like, who am I, and loss of identity. And man, like if you've never gone through that, awesome. But if you've ever had a shift in your life, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's a death, maybe it's your kids moving away, whatever it is, whenever we go through these big life changes, we do sort of lose our identity a little bit. And we're like, wait, who am I now? Like who? And so that's what this has been for me. And people would say to me all the time, like, oh, where's Rachel? Like, where's Rachel? And I'd be like, I'm right here, y'all. What are you talking about? I don't know. What are you talking about? Because I'm here. And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, you're right. There is a little bit that's not here, but I don't know why. And I don't know where she is. So I would try and do, you guys, if you followed me as the tag team, I used to be Jazlyn. I would dress up as Jazlyn. She was my alter ego. And her name was Jazlyn. She sold tires, y'all. She sold tires. Her husband was Bubba. Her kids were Marco Polo and Lil Bit. And she sold tires. It was a direct sales company. She was real big. Anyway, that's who I was. I was Jazlyn. And when the tag team ended, so did Jazlyn. And so I was like, man, I miss her. I miss her. So I tried to be her at one point. I remember trying to make a video to bring her back. And I was like, no, she's not. Nope, she's gone. And so then I was like, well, maybe it's that I need to work. Because for those of you that didn't follow the tag team, Amanda and I would wear wigs all the time. We did weekly videos. We would be wearing wigs. We would do crazy fun stuff. And I think I lost that piece of me a little bit. I was like, I don't know how to be that person by myself. And I would put wigs on and I would try to be funny and it didn't work. And so people would say, oh, where's Rachel? Where's the, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where she is. I'm trying to find her, but I can't find her. Anyway, fast forward 4 years. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to this event and I will say as well, I have been really holding back, I think, because I don't love how I look. I've gained some weight. It's like, you know, I would say a good amount. And, you know, whenever we as women gain weight, we never feel good about ourselves, right? Like, I think as women, we struggle to feel good about ourselves anyway, and add some extra pounds on there. And that makes us even more insecure. And so I think I was hiding a little bit. And so a couple of weeks ago, I thought and I know I shared this with you guys, at least I'm pretty sure, who knows, but the coach, our mentor, said, I want you to give yourself permission. I want you just to write yourself a permission slip for this week, for this event. And I was like, I give myself permission to show up fully, regardless of how I feel about how I look. And I thought, wait, as everyone else was writing their permission slips, I was like, wait, did I miss the point? Like, should I not put this? And I was like, no, I'm putting this because this is what came to mind first. So I put it, they collected it, all the things. And so then there was someone at the event who is a photographer, and she was offering sessions, like professional photography sessions, headshot sessions. And I had purposely chosen not to be a part of it because I was like, nope, I don't want pictures taken of me. Nope, I don't want to see what I look like. Nope. But that day I saw her and I had just written down, I give myself permission to show up fully regardless of how I feel about how I look. And so I said, Ren, do you have any availability left? And she was like, I do, actually. I do. How about tomorrow? And I was like, okay. And then I said, I don't know if I have the money. How much does it cost? And she told me, and I said, okay, if I have double that in my PayPal account, then I'm going for it. And the PayPal account is like kind of like my, it's not my bank account, but it's kind of where I pay Team Rachel and all the stuff. So I'm like, okay, if I have double that, then I'm doing it. And you know what? I had double that just. So I thought, okay, I'm doing this. So I took pictures. I just got the pictures back today. And while I don't love how I look, I mean, I don't know if I will ever love how I look, right? I love what they represent. And I love the energy that I get from these images. Because they're not just pictures of me. They represent me as full-on Rachel Perry. And even just talking about it is giving me like this zing of energy. And I want that for you. I want that for you. So I have the honor of talking to so many of you every day in email and on Instagram. And only those two places because that's where I am mostly. But if you message me on Facebook, I'll get to it. I keep forgetting to check my messages on Facebook. But I have this amazing honor that you guys are willing to have conversations with me over there. And you share some of your thoughts and feelings and things like that. And I see that some of you are holding back and not showing up as your full self. And a lot of it has to do with being unsure of yourself. You haven't had great success in your business. Maybe you don't like the way you look. Maybe you don't have the support at home that you want. And after feeling this shift in my soul, I want you to experience it too, because there's so much power and energy that comes from this shift of being like, you know what, and I'm not going to curse, but kind of F it all. I'm going to cut the strings on these. I'm not letting these things hold me back anymore. I am showing up as the full 100% version of myself. I'm not hiding under a bushel anymore. I'm not hiding my light. I'm not hiding my weird. I'm not hiding myself anymore. I am a full body. Hell yes. Because that's who I am. I'm showing up as that version of myself. I want you to show up as that full 100% version of yourself. So also where this inspiration is coming from for today's podcast, I just ordered the book Worthy Jamie Kern Lima wrote it. And I just hadn't been, I was like, you know, I don't know if I need it. She did a whole big thing, big launch, book launch. And I just never, I just never ordered it. Well, the other day I was like, you know what? I'm going to order this because she always has some really great points. And I just love the title and we all want to feel worthy, right? So I got it yesterday and I had just opened it up today. It's on my desk and it's by Jamie Kern Lima. It's called Worthy, How to Believe You Are Enough and Transform Your Life. And I opened up to chapter 4 and the title is You Have Greatness Inside You. And I'm going to read a little excerpt from this book because you guys, when I tell you that this is exactly what I'm saying, exactly how I'm feeling, that is what's written here. And I have to share it with you. And that's why I'm like zinging. That's why I feel like my energy is so crazy right now, because it's like, it's a God thing, you know? So there's a quote that says, just because your past didn't turn out how you wanted it to, doesn't mean your future can't be better than you ever imagined. Unknown. Oh my gosh, right? So let me read this little excerpt. Okay. And by the way, like I am not, I say, go buy this book. I do not get a kickback, okay? This is pure, just the way God wants it, I think. I hope that this resonates with you. So she writes, we all have greatness inside of us. Part of our life's journey is learning to believe that for ourselves. Then we have to unlock it and unleash it, which won't happen until we believe we're worthy of it. When you ghost your own greatness, you risk doubting yourself out of your destiny. Y'all. That's what I was doing. And that's what you're doing. There are so many reasons why we doubt our own greatness. Some taught to us and some we invent, right? That inner mean girl. We believe other people have special talents and gifts, but not us. We believe success is something that happens to other people, but not people who've made the kind of mistakes we have a past like we do, or come from the wrong fill in the blank. Family, neighborhood, religious background, etc. Many people live their entire lives talking themselves out of their own truth, never becoming the person they were born to be. My friend, like, first of all, that's amazing, right? You have a destiny. There is a purpose for you. And I say this all the time, but you've got to unleash it and we hold it down. And I am proof of that. Like what I was sharing just earlier, like I have been holding it all in. I haven't been letting it go out of, I don't know if it's fear or if it's just, yeah, I think there was a fear of not liking who I was and not necessarily wanting to put all of Rachel out there. And now I'm like, no, this is who I am. So I even stopped really going out with friends, and I love hanging out with friends. For years, for 4 years now, I just kind of removed myself. It was easier during COVID, but I just really hadn't been hanging out with friends. And I've made this commitment to showing up in the past few weeks, to showing up and going out. And it's so good, right? It's so good for me to do this, to be social. You guys, I mean, I cannot even tell you. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading just a little bit more. It's never too late to turn this around. It's never too late for a fresh start. You're never too young or too old to begin. It's never too late to begin your journey to worthiness. Nothing has happened in your life or in your past that disqualifies you from it. It's never too late to see your own greatness and learn to embrace it, to own it, and to share it with the world. In fact, I believe it's what you were created for. The problem is that we so often let our past mistakes, misfortunes, unfair setbacks, and labels paralyze us and keep us stuck. What? So when I opened that to that chapter, that being the first thing, and that's what it read, I'm like, what? And when I'm preparing for these podcast episodes, you guys, I very much feel like God speaks to me. And I know that that was a sign that I needed to share that. I got the pictures today. I felt the energy from those images. I tapped into how I felt just by letting myself get the images done. And then I read this book and I was like, no, someone else needs to hear this message, because you are destined for more. And I don't think you have been showing up as your full 100% self. There are so many things that are holding you back that we're allowing ourselves to hold ourselves back. Does that make sense? That we're allowing to hold ourselves back. whether it be the stories that we've told ourselves or our past or things that people have said or results that we haven't, you know, received or whatever, we are not allowing ourselves to show up as our full selves. There are strings, there are things that are holding us back, and we got to cut those loose, y'all. Because the world needs you. The world needs 100% you. It loves 50% you, but it needs 100% you. And if you're like, well, Rach, I just don't know how to find that version of me, I'm going to encourage you and let you know, first of all, it's there. Just like I was there. I was there. I was waiting. That remaining 50% was there. But I was just holding it back with all my fears, with all my hangups, with all my thoughts about what people are going to think of me and how I look and all of that. And once I said, yep, I said, F it. Screw it. I don't care. I'm letting it go. I'm showing up. It's almost like I shared this with someone and they had no idea what I was talking about. So you probably will have no idea what I'm talking about. But years ago, when I was a wee girl, there was a singer called Gloria Estefan. Okay. And she was on tour. I think she was going on tour and her whole bus got into this car accident. Huge, like devastating accident, I think. And so she was laid up and had to go through a healing process for like a year. And when she was healed fully, there was a song called Coming Out of the Dark. I'm not going to sing it to you. Maybe a little line. Coming out of the dark. Okay. That's what I sang that to my husband. He was like, that is not how it sounds. That is how it sounds. Okay. But anyway, that's how I feel. Having cut these strings loose, these things that were holding me back, these strongholds, however you want to say it, cutting them loose and being like, F it. I am coming out of the dark and it is time for you to come out too. Let's stop letting all these things, these fears, these beliefs hold us back from being our full body selves. Because we need you in this world. We need you full on. We need all of you. I need all of you. You need all of you. You guys, since embracing this 100% version of myself, things have felt easier. Now, I'm not saying things aren't hard, okay? But things are flowing. I feel more aligned than ever before. And I really believe it's because I'm coming out of the dark. I am opening myself up to who I am and who I need to impact and who needs me and this energy. And there are people who need you and your energy. So my encouragement to you today is to just go a little deeper. Get a little deeper. Think about what is it that's holding you back or could be holding you back from being the full 100% you? Because we need you, sister. We need you. And if this helped or resonated with you, I would love to hear that. Please message me on Instagram at Rachel A. Perry, or you can email me, rachel@rachelaperry.com. Just let me know if this resonated with you. Because when I listen to my gut for these podcast episodes, for these ones where I'm kind of like inspired, I love to hear from you all the time. But it's always so encouraging if I get messages saying, oh, Rachel, that was such a powerful episode, because then I'm like, okay, I did the right thing listening to my gut. So anyway, I adore you. I appreciate you listening. And I'll be back here next week for another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. Until then, my friend, tap into that 100% you, because again, we need you. Take care. That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?